The first year he was at St. Albans School, he came, I think, third from the bottom. So I said, well, Stephen, do you really have to be as far down as that? And he said, well, a lot of other people didn't do much better. He was quite unconcerned. Somehow, he was always recognised as being very bright. And in fact, they gave him the Divinity Prize one year. That was not surprising, because his father used to read him Bible stories from a very early age, and he knew them all very well. And he was quite well versed in religious things, although I don't think he makes a very great deal of practice of it now.
Everybody used to argue theology. That's a good, safe subject. You don't need any facts or distracting things like that. If you go in for arguing, you know, debating, you can quite happily debate about anything, including theology and the existence or otherwise of God. And then someone gets bored, or Journey into Space comes on, or something like that. The argument breaks up.
In an unchanging universe, one can imagine that God created the universe at literally any time in the past. On the other hand, if the universe is expanding, there may be physical reasons why there had to be a beginning. An expanding universe does not preclude a creator, but it does place limits on when he might have carried out his job.